Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So you're a skinny guy and you do okay with average chicks, but you just can't seem to land the hotties. Why is that? We're going live.
No. We'll do it live.
This is the Come On Man podcast, and here's your host, Paul Bauer.
It's hump day. It's also up hook day. Doesn't get any better than that, boys. Let me tell you what. Doesn't get any better than that. How the heck are you guys? How's your week going so far? Yes, I'm late this morning. And I have no good excuses. Just etching that algorithm. I hope you're enjoying my series so far. It's definitely getting better numbers than my Science of Getting Rich series did, which is unfortunate. But, oh well, got to give the people what they want. What do they want? To get the girls. Got to get the girls. All right, let's talk about today. So this is episode 3 in my Book of Pook series, based on the Book of Pook, which is really just a compilation of forum posts from the old So Suave forums where Rollo Tomasi got his start. And some argue it's the birthplace of Red Pill, okay? Now, Pook was a guy who was really active in the forums around the early 2000s, and nobody really knows who he was or who he is. We just know that he went by the handle of Pook and wrote some really good forum posts, right? Really, really good gems. And so good, in fact, that someone thought it would be a good idea to compile them into some books. First being The Book of Pook, which is now called The Book of Pook Volume 1. If you get it on paperback, it's now The Book of Pook Volume 1. There's a Volume 2 and 3, which I have. I don't know if I'm going to make a series out of them yet. I have not read those. I've read Book of Pook before, though. So we're at least going to do that as a series. And you can read along with me for free if you go to bookofpook.com, or you can get the audio edition narrated by my friend Jack Napier. The link is available for that in the description. Jack did a really good job on that. It's only available on Gumroad. You cannot find it on Audible, okay? And Jack is not giving me a kickback to that. I know he did a really good job on that, and a lot of you guys like audiobooks. So get that if you want to listen to it and follow along with the series. One thing I've noticed after the last episode is that bookofpook.com and my paperback have a slight discrepancy with the page numbering. So just an FYI, when I say we're on a specific chapter, I'm basing it off the paperback here. And I noticed where that started. It started with the 15 lessons because they... In the paperback, they where it says the 15 lessons, that's its own chapter. And then lesson 1 is another chapter. Whereas on bookofpook.com, where it says the 15 lessons and the first lesson are in the same chapter. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's a slight discrepancy there. So don't get too hung up on that. I know we have some very literal, let's just say we're not at the 8-minute mark, some very literal black and white thinkers out there, and they're going to get really confused by that if I don't address it. So Some of these episodes, I'm going to condense a few chapters together like I did the last episode. And some, I will break down the key concepts. And others, like today, I'm just going to read through it and sprinkle my thoughts and opinions here and there. Today's chapter is called What Every Skinny Guy Should Know. Which I think is kind of funny because most guys are obese nowadays, right? 75% of the U.S. population is obese and overweight. So this is not an issue for them. I'm wondering how good of numbers we're going to get today because of that, right? I think, you know, a lot of guys that come to me for my coaching and for help, they're trying to lose weight. They're not trying to bulk up because they're skinny, right? But you know, there's still some skinny guys out there either way, right? Maybe this isn't for you. Maybe you know a skinny guy. Maybe you have a cousin or something like that. Maybe this is good information for them. Either way, it'll be fun. But being a skinny guy was never really my issue. In high school, I would say I was thin. Right. I was thin, but I was in decent shape. I would never consider myself like scrawny, you know, like beanpole type guy. But after my divorce, I was fat. I was a fat bastard. I was like 50 pounds overweight when I got divorced. So that being the skinny guy was never my issue. That's for another episode though. Guys, before we get too far into this, do like, subscribe, hit those notifications. And please sound off in the live chat. That helps boost us in the algorithm. That also helps these live streams go by much smoother. It's fun talking with you guys. If you guys have any questions, comments, or whatever, I like bringing that kind of stuff up on the screen and interacting with you guys. And for the love of God, do send some super chats. Going back to subscribing, if you guys like to listen to the audio edition instead of watching it on YouTube, consider subscribing on Spotify, because what I'm going to start doing is all the Rule Zero episodes and all the Dragon Ship episodes that I host, I'm going to be posting those as bonus episodes, and you'll only be able to get those if you subscribe as a member on Spotify. And the reason why I'm doing that is because, one, to encourage you guys to come on over to YouTube, because YouTube actually pays me better. YouTube pays me better. And then two, if that is a convenience for you, it does help keep the show afloat, because Spotify doesn't pay for ish anymore. We're not at the 8-minute mark. We do have a lot of guys in the chat this morning. We have a $5 super chat already for Brother Nathan. We'll wait till the 8-minute mark for that. Nurse Chicks in the house. She says, good morning, chat. Happy May hump day. And Maki Roll says, an episode for me, I guess. I guess Maki's a skinny dude. Let's see here. Nurse Chick is not in town. No, I just dropped my son off at the high school. Oh man. Okay. Lee says, I've been bulking for 37 years. Finally started to cut it. Oh, Lee. Lee's a clown. Okay. He's a funny guy. He's a stand-up comedian out of Texas who just got booked for some gigs up in Chicago, which is awesome. All right. So let's look at this chapter, guys. What every skinny guy should know. Smart, fun, and interesting. So why is it that all the beautiful women always seem out of your grasp? Is that a problem for you skinny guys? Are all the beautiful women out of your grasp? What do you think? Let me know what you think in the live chat if you're a skinny guy. Why? You may even be athletic. You could do karate. You can run super fast around the track along with other things. So why does it seem you can get the average to cute girls, but the very attractive women seem out of your reach? What's holding you back is that you are skinny. You're skinny, Anon. You're skinny. You know what I've noticed in this space in coaching dudes is that a lot of the skinny guys aren't, they would be what I would consider skinny fat. They'd be skinny fat, right? Which is they're thin. And then when you take their shirts off, they have like a little bit of a pudge around their belly right? They have no muscle definition in their arms. They have no chest. Like, their chest is sunken in. It's not an attractive look, guys. It's not. Like, the chicks don't really go for that much. Yeah, I often say, as long as you're not fat, you're already in the top 25% of guys. But at the same time, you don't want to be skinny fat. You know what I mean? And just being skin and bones, I think, is even worse than being skinny fat, you know? So maybe that, I'm pretty sure that's what we're talking about here, because we'll get into that. But I like being skinny, you say. Look at all those fat people. Indeed. Those guys who go to the gym and all are just idiots. Do you guys think that? You guys think that guys who go to the gym are idiots? Ryan Stone's in the house. Oh, you know what? He doesn't like attention call to him. We'll ignore Ryan in the chat for now. Is it bedtime for you, Ryan? Have you been up all night? There was an article in the Atlantic Constitution that said how average women marry skinny guys over big guys. It also said, why am I parroting? Let the article speak for itself. Quote, when women are choosing mates, except for very attractive women, they're facing a trade-off of choosing a guy who's very sexy or one who will stick around and treat them well, he added. It is self-evident that beautiful women end up with the masculine men. In other words, not skinny guys like you, okay? That's harsh, man. That's harsh. Let's get to this $5 super chat for the stickers. Yes, I got new stickers in for guys that sign up for the email list. And Nathan's already on the email list, but I sent him some stickers anyway because he supports the show.
I was just going to say it. This guy fucks. Am I right?
Because he also fucks, so he gets that. He says, I know. I can hear what the objections you're saying, because I used to make them. It seems so jock-like and is below you. Is it below you to work out, or do you just not want to work out? Like, that just doesn't seem like fun to you. What is it? Is that a cope? I'm too good for that. I'm too good. I'm not a muscle head. Are you like one of those really brainy, nerdy guys? You're like, I'd much rather read a book than go to the gym and work out. You know, you can listen to audiobooks at the gym, nerd. Okay. You can still be a nerd at the gym. That's what all of us nerds in the red pill space do. So Puck says, I have gained over 50 plus pounds of muscle mass. There is a saying that when skinny guys get big, when they look in the mirror, they still see the skinny guy. This is true, as my skinny mind hasn't yet caught up with my body. You know, heavy set guys do the same thing, right? Like, you'll lose all the weight and you'll get in shape and you'll still look at yourself like you're that fat bastard, you know? And a lot of that too is, you still have the cravings of a fat bastard. Like, I talk about it to Nurse Chick all the time. Like, we talk about our inner fat kids, you know? And then, like, you know, we have epic cheat days and stuff like that. And then it's like, hell, we got to get back on track with this stuff. So Puck says it's the same. It's the same with skinny guys. You're always looking at yourself like you're not big enough, right? You haven't put on enough mass yet. He goes, let me, it's like, it's a massive body dysmorphia problem. But isn't that good though? Like, isn't it good to have a little bit of body dysmorphia? I'm talking about like a little bit, you know, I'm not talking about like bulimia, anorexia type problems. I'm talking about just a healthy amount so that you're not settling, you know, you're not settling. You're still striving to put the work in the gym. You're like, I can do better. Like, that's good, right? I think that's good. A healthy amount, right? A healthy amount of body dysmorphia. So he says, let me tell you of the change of reactions I got from the whammon for your reading pleasure. And he says, fat girl means a big girl that requires an elephant gun. Okay, so this is what he's talking about. This is what he's talking about what he means, fat girls. He means a girl that requires an elephant gun. Jack Napier's in the house. Oh, my God. Jack, are you streaming too? This is my time, okay? Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Good Lord. By the way, Jack Napier, I already mentioned, guys, narrated the Book of Puck, and the link for his audiobook is in the description. I just want to remind you of that, and we are graced by his presence today. Thank you, Jack Napier. An ugly girl, Puck says, in the same category as fat girl. These girls may not be fat, but it hurts to look at them. Ooh, that's a burn. Average girl is, they don't hurt your eyes, but they aren't amazing enough to attract your eyes. Average girls are the plain Janes. Okay, fair enough. He says, cute girls, often they are innocent average girls whose innocence makes them cute. They are a bit picky about who they end up with as they are inexperienced. Okay, now this is important because as we go through this chapter, he explains the difference in the type of women he's able to attract without doing any work, just based purely on his body type. Okay, so he uses some of these definitions to describe these girls. Okay, just FYI, just to let you guys know what's going on here. Okay, but Paul, you could just read the book and you'll figure it out yourself. Yeah, but that's not the point. Okay, I have to do a live stream and I got to fill up a fucking hour. Okay. So cute girls, we have here, we already said that one, very attractive girls, great curves, long luscious hair, nice everything. These women know they are very attractive and sometimes narcissistically wear outfits to reflect it. Okay, fair enough. You guys think we're at the top? Nah, we're not at the top. Now we have the very beautiful. They are what he describes as a bombshell. Every guy will notice this girl and stare and gawk. You know one of these women are around by seeing the satellites of boys trying to be friends with them. Guys fear these magnificent creatures. So the very beautiful and the attractive would you say that they're the guys or they're the gals that guys like to put on pedestals? I would say that's probably accurate. They're just fawning all over these chicks instead of treating them like they're all mids. Guys, where are we at here? Oh, yes. Do follow me on social media. The links are in the description for that. Get on the email list. I mentioned I have some new stickers, including this new one, girl. You know I'm a bad boy. So you can get some stickers if you sign up for my email list. If you don't want the stickers, just put don't want stickers in the address field and I won't waste a stamp on you. No harm, no foul. I do get a lot of returns because either guys don't know what their fucking address is. They give me an old address and they forgot to update it and they didn't set it fucking forwarding, or they just give me a fake address altogether. It's like, just put don't want stickers. It's okay. It's okay, man. I'm not trying to show up at your fucking house, okay? But you do also get a PDF with 20 dating app openers that are guaranteed to capture a woman's attention in the first 7 words. And you also get a free chapter of my book, Everything I Wish I Knew When I Was 18, available on Amazon and Audible. If you guys have an Audible subscription, do consider using your next credit on my book. It was narrated by RP Thor. And then, guys, the dating course for the entire month of May. Just to get you ready for hot girl summer, I am making the dating course 50% off for the entire month of May. If you use code MAY50 at checkout, you will save 50% and you'll have your profiles optimized for hot girl summer, which starts next month. Let me play a commercial for that and then we'll get back to the book. 70% of relationships start online nowadays. But you're tired of being stuck in the dating app dead end. Swipe after swipe, and all you get is ghosted or worse, bot matches. The problem isn't you. It's that most dating apps are designed to favor the top 20% of guys. And if your profile isn't up to par, you're just another swipe left. The solution? No cold approach in the cow pasture. While the course may have a funny name, it will show you how to optimize your dating profile. It will show you how to take perfect photos and write bios that get you noticed. You also learn how to spot and avoid bots, catfish, and time wasters. I originally designed this course for
guys who live in rural flyover country, where the opportunity to meet women organically in person just isn't possible, or your options are severely limited.
But this course will work for guys in big cities too. In fact, it'll work better for guys that live in big cities because you have way more options than guys that live out in rural areas. Wherever you are, No Cold Approach in the Cow Pasture will help you meet high quality women in your area. It will help you to close for more dates than you ever thought possible. Because not only do I teach you how to optimize your online dating profile on dating apps, the real secret sauce is I show you how to meet women on Facebook and Instagram and how to slide into their DMs using a virtual cold approach method using video messages. Ready to be a part of the top 20%? Don't miss your chance. Visit dates.comeonmanpod.com. That's dates.comeonmanpod.com to sign up now. And for the entire month of May, take 50% off with code MAY50 at checkout. Yes, guys, do take the course. I put a lot of work into that, and 50% off, you can't beat it. there's actually some guys in the chat that have taken the course, and they liked it. In fact, Brother Nathan, where's Brother Nathan? Right here. Where's Brother Nathan? He says it up here too. Let's see here. Get Paul's course. Nathan took the course, and he was just saying at Beer Club yesterday that he's getting dates using the Facebook method, and because it works, man. It's something that'll set you apart, and most guys aren't doing it. So I'll leave it at that. You guys could check out the course. Okay, so Puck continues, and what he continues with is where he started, right? And then, like, progressively, as he gains 10 pounds of muscle, like the reaction from the whammon. Okay, so let's start with 155 pounds. I started out around 155 pounds at 6'3" height. This meant that I was very skinny. I was also considered a nice looking guy. Women loved me for being tall, right? All you have to be is 6'3". You don't have to do anything else, right? Chicks only go for guys that are over 6 foot, right? Yeah, they don't want you to be a beanpole though, okay? At this point, I had to deal with a lot of fat chicks hitting on me. And those fat chicks are bold, aren't they? They're bold. Oh, Nathan's 6'6". Okay. She's a fucking gigantor. He goes, at this point, I had to deal with a lot of fat chicks hitting on me. These girls were big, and I wanted nothing to do with them. Ugly girls also would come to me. This was me not doing anything. This was what my body was attracting all alone. If I wanted to get a cuter girl, I had to work for it. I have problems talking to women, not because I'm scared or boring, but because I sense the women I think I am below them. Oh, let's see. I sense the women think I am below them. And the truth is, they do. You know, that's a thing, guys. Like, it's all in your mind. If you think that you're below a chick, your body's going to act like you're below the chick, and she could pick up on that, right? You got to reprogram your mind. Even if you are challenged in the looks department, you've got to have a sense of unjustifiable confidence. Yeah. Because that's how you see, like, a lot of these looks challenged guys, or maybe really even heavy set guys with, like, really hot chicks, because they just radiate confidence, because you can't tell them that they're fat. You can't tell them that this girl's below them. They won't believe you. So yeah, if you think that you're below them, you're going to act that way, and they're going to pick up on that, okay? So at 155 pounds, he said, I date average women, okay? At 165 pounds, so after he gained 10 more pounds, his first 10 pounds of muscle gain, he goes, already things have changed. The fat, ugly women still go for me, but they don't think I'm as easy. They want to enter one-itis with me. The unworthy girls categorized, let's see, the unworthy girls category would now all be staring at me. To the beautiful women, I'm just a typical guy. Cute girls now enjoy talking to me. I still date average women and now some cute women. Okay, so he's already made some improvements, okay? Just by gaining 10 pounds of muscle. Just by gaining 10 extra pounds. Brother Nathan says, fat chicks love skinny guys, LOL. Don't they, though? Have you guys seen, I think I posted it on Twitter. Have you guys seen the video where the guy goes up to these two heifers at the beach? And I mean, they are big gals too. And he goes, what turns you off? And this one heavy set chick who's wearing she has the audacity to be wearing a midriff shirt. And like her gunt is hanging out. She had the audacity to go, I don't like guys that don't work out. What? Everyone's like, what the hell? Bitch, put down the Whopper and get to the gym yourself before you say something like that. How dare you? All right. The next one here, 175 pounds. This is probably going to be a short episode today. 175 pounds. You are looking very good, my older female manager told me. The fat/ugly women no longer hit on me, thank goodness. And people out of the blue are asking why I don't have a girlfriend. Average girls are beginning to stare. I date only cute women with some very attractive ones mixed in. Okay, fair enough. Guys, join the beer club. beer.comeonmanpod.com. It's only 10 bucks a month. It's a good group of dudes, good place to swap notes, good place to hang out. We just had our video meetup. Was it last week or was it the week before? I can't remember. I think it was last week. We just had our last video meetup. So we'll have one again here in a couple of weeks, but we all get together and hang out on a Telegram video call and just have some beers, talk about guy stuff. You know, it's a good outlet for guys. A lot of guys don't have a good group of guy friends they can come to with their problems, right? They dump all their baggage on their women and then their women leave and they're like, what happened? I thought I was supposed to be emotionally available. It's like, that's not how it works. Okay. Join the beer club. Join the beer club. We have some guys in there swapping notes. We have a guy in there talking about one of his exercises and he's not sure if he's doing it right. I'm like, well, video it, put it in the chat. We'll tell you if you're doing it right or not. You know, it's guys helping guys. Okay. Check that out. It's only 10 bucks a month. All right. 185 pounds. Average girls are now hitting on me. Not bad. Very attractive women are checking me out. At this stage, every woman is happy to talk to me. They all secretly wonder if I'm gay. That's an odd flex. That's an odd flex there, Puck. I date more very attractive women, but still have the cute ones. All right. So he's gained 30 pounds of muscle mass at this point. 195 pounds, guys. 195 pounds. Okay. And you guys have to understand too. So I'm reading this last night and he's 6'3", right? He's 6'3". So a guy who's 5'5". And you're getting up to 195 pounds. As long as it's lean muscle, I mean, that's good. But the height to weight ratio kind of plays a critical role in like how you're looking. You know what I mean? at 6'3", even if you're 195 pounds and you're not all muscle, it's still probably going to look better on your frame, right? So it's all relative. You guys, there's like a whole body mass index thing. Although the body mass index arguably is trash if you're talking about bodybuilding, but that's neither here nor there. Just FYI, it's all relative. It's all relative. Cause if you're a short, skinny guy, you're fucked. Actually, I'm just going to say if you're a short, skinny guy, I mean, 185 pounds of all muscle probably looks good on you. It probably looks really good on you. You know what I mean? Okay. 195 pounds. Okay. When you don't have a girlfriend at this stage, the ladies will whisper, is he gay? All the time. One girl got bold about it and asked me point blankly, Puck, you are cute and all. So why don't you have a girlfriend? I was stunned by her bluntness, rare among women. That's true, right? Women typically, they typically talk covertly, don't they? Men typically talk overtly. So if a woman is defaulting to overt language, it means she's run out of all of her options, right? She has no choice but to, God, you know what, Puck? You're so fucking sexy. I have to know. I have to know. Average women consider me out of their league. Cute ones try to become my friend. So women, are you saying, Puck, that women play sneaky fucker game? That's crazy. That's crazy. Average women or cute ones try to become his friend and play sneaky fucker game. It's a good problem to have, guys. Oh, I've got an upcoming episode scheduled for next week. I was reading Hartiste on Game, and he has an episode, or he has a blog article called like the Orbiter's Guide to Game or something like that. And it's basically how a guy who's playing sneaky fucker game can improve his odds at getting the girl. And it's all like manipulation shit. It's fucking hilarious. So we're going to do an episode on that next week. All right. So chicks play sneaky fucker game too. That's crazy. I date only very attractive women. Beautiful women are still a bit of an anomaly. Okay. And now he's at 205. 205 is the last one he has here. When you get to this stage, something very strange happens. All the attention and staring women gave you is gone, mostly. Ugly and fat women will despise you, as will the average women. Most girls will be scared of you, cute girls and very attractive girls. So why do you guys think that the ugly and fat women will despise you? They'll despise you. Like for you guys out there that are challenged in the looks department, do you despise hot women? I know there's some black pillars out there like that. I can definitely see some like ugly, disgusting feminists that hate guys like that, right? He's too perfect. Fuck that guy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
That's just odd to me. That's just like odd thinking in my head. Why would that happen? But I can see it happening. Let me give you some examples. One very beautiful girl was in several of my classes. I start talking to her and she has plenty of time to leave, but she doesn't. She stays to keep talking to me. The girls now notice me, but are a bit scared to talk and act around me. That's how you know if like a chick's interested in you, if she's like, she puts herself in your orbit and then like makes herself available to talk to, and she stays around longer than she needs to, like that should tell you that she's into you. Because women don't typically come out and say shit like that, right? If she's going out of her way to talk to you every day and she's into you, bro. She's into you. One cute girl is like a leech to me in one of my classes. Was Puck in high school or was he in college when he was writing these? Does anybody know? Let me know if you guys know. It's probably later in the book. I can't, but I probably missed that part. One cute girl is like a leech to me in one of my classes. She must sit right next to me, must borrow my notes, must talk to me 20 minutes after class every day. One very beautiful woman was a fitness instructor at my gym. Think well-muscled with nice, strong legs. Those strong thighs come in handy with her dealings with the Pook Man. Every time I saw this girl, she always had a satellite boy around her. Who does she end up with? Me. Or the ultimate example. There was a girl I was in one night that drove me to this webpage. As I got bigger, her reactions to me changed as well. At 155, I was average. At 175, she knew something was up. I got her at 195. Have you guys noticed that a lot of like Black Pill and MGTOW guys, like they almost have resentment for the chicks that they couldn't get when they were unattractive. And then like, let's say they decide to go monk mode and they go put some time in the gym and now they're attractive. These chicks start sniffing around. They're like, fuck that bitch. She didn't like me when I was at my worst. It's like, you're acting like a chick, man. Just take the win. Like, learn how to take a win, man. Oh, Siege D with a $1.99 super chat. Howdy, Jabroni Paul. How dare you, sir? How dare you? I'm going to give him this
one. Damn, that's a cold-ass honky.
Yeah. Call me a jabroni. How dare you, sir? Now I date some very attractive women, but most are very beautiful women. Remember what he said at the beginning, that when he was 155 pounds, that like all the fat chicks and the ugly chicks would hit on him, and just to date like the average chicks or did he say the cute chicks? Let's see here. I can't remember. I think he said he would date the cute chicks, but he had to work at it. Oh yeah, yeah. To get a cuter girl, I had to work for it. So he's saying that he now dates very attractive women, but most are very beautiful women. Do you think at 205, he's like, he still has to do some work to get the very beautiful women? I'm willing to bet that even with all of his muscle and you know, he's gained all this like good muscle weight, he still probably has to do some work, right? Because that's one of the things I tell guys. You can go to the gym, you can go monk mode and go put on all this muscle mass, but if you don't know how to talk to chicks, you're still not going to have any fucking game when you go to talk to the beautiful chicks. Like, your looks only go so far, you know? You still got to have game. Because all these guys are like, yeah, if I'm 6 foot and then fucking jacked, like, the chicks just magically show up and throw pussy at me. It's like, I don't know. I don't know about that, bro. I think you still have to have frame and game. He goes, I know many of you guys are saying the same thing. I get beautiful women too, and I am skinny. But the thing is, all these examples here are based on attraction on the body alone. I am not working to get these women. Okay, I guess that answers that question. My body is doing 99% of the attracting. I can just be a statue and get a response. But of course, you have to take action. This is based on, or he says, but of course you have to take action. This is based on doing zilch. So he is saying that all that pure muscle mass is just sucking chicks in like a magnet. Okay. Fair enough, Puck. He says, rather than work hard to get one woman, why not work hard on yourself and get all the women? There's a concept, huh, guys? Put some fucking work in on yourself. Isn't that crazy? I don't work hard to get women. I work hard on my dreams, which gets the women automatically. You know, we also talk about in the space. So he's talking about putting on muscle mass here, but we often talk in the space too. Like, women can't be your sole focus. You have to have a purpose in life. You have to have something outside of women that drives you, because that is what women find attractive. They like a guy that's driven in some area, right? It doesn't really matter what it is. Some people some people equate having a purpose to work. It's not necessarily work, right? Like you could have a day job, but your purpose is to be a musician, and you that's your passion and you love being a musician. I had a friend like that in IT. He was great. He was probably one of the best desktop technicians I ever met. He made a pretty good living doing that, but his passion was music, and he played in he was a drummer in a band, and they would play gigs like every weekend. And that was his passion. If you asked him what he did for a living, he was a musician. And he's like, IT is just a job. It pays the bills. He goes, but I'm a musician. You know, chicks dig that kind of shit, right? As long as you can still also pay the bills, I guess. Anyway, he goes, like the article says on top, which we referenced earlier, if you guys are just joining us, like the article says on top, only the extremely beautiful women will risk being with a hunk like you. If you want a girl with an impressive body, you ought to work on your own body. That just kind of makes sense too, right? I mean, guys who are out of shape can get more attractive women, but like Puck says, you have to work. You have to put some fucking work in to get those chicks. It's like tends to attract like, you know? So if you want the higher tier girls, like you have to put some work in so that you're higher tier yourself, right? Your job will be easier that way. Let's just say. Coming from a skinny guy, being big is a totally different world. The worst thing is finding out how people really viewed the old you. People now openly insult my past skinny self, and it hurts. It hurts because I never knew they had thought that way of me. Clothes no longer hang on my body properly, but I look terrific naked. I am saying this for the mental imagery of our lovely lady readers. Do women ever really go and read the SoSwap forums? I find that hard to believe. But you know what? There's chicks in this. There's chicks that fucking watch this show too. So maybe. Hi, Elena. Okay. Yeah, Elena likes to tune into these. Big guys are allowed to get away with more things. Big guys are allowed to get away with more things. I'm allowed to be cruder, to be bolder, to take advantage of women more. I'm serious, and so on. You can also be stupid as well. My biggest problem is women only want me for sex. No, this is not a joke. Yes, it is a problem, but it's a good problem to have. Puck, fuck off. You try to find a girl that fits your life, and all she's interested in is your body. It's like getting rich and putting up with gold digging. I have to tell Nurse Chick all the time. Like, I'm not just some piece of meat, Nurse Chick. Okay? I have feelings. I have feelings and dreams. Just kidding. I mean, I do tell her that, but it's a joke because I don't give a shit. Oh, man. All right. I think that's a good problem to have, Puck. That's a good problem to have. Chicks only wanting to bang you because you're hot. I could see that. Which, you know, this is funny too. He says, I'm allowed to be cruder, to be bolder, and take advantage of women more. There's a clip that came out a couple of years ago, and I think it was from like America's Got Talent or one of those fucking stupid shows, and Katy Perry's on there. And this guy, this handsome guy comes in to sing, and Katy Perry is just dropping eggs around this guy, right? And he apologizes for something, and she's like, don't apologize. And he goes, he's like, I'm sorry, ma'am. I just have so much respect for you. And she goes, don't respect me. Chicks. And there was a TikTok I saw where it was a picture of, who's the guy who played Captain America? I can't think of his name, but the guy who played Captain America, there's a picture of him. And this chick was talking about, she's like, for this man, I would let him do unspeakable things. I would let him like spit in my mouth. This chick was just being disgusting because he's such a handsome guy. So the more handsome you are, the more leeway you have with these chicks, because they just want to be, they just want to be disrespected by a hot guy. So Puck continues. He goes, so how do you go from being skinny, a skinny guy, to a brawny guy? How do you go from being skinny guy to brawny guy? There is a lot of information on the internet. Diesel's Guide to Bulking Up threads in the health forum is a start. So that's an old thread in the social forums. He goes, myself, I used Anthony Ellis's program, 30 pounds in 3 months. No joke. Though for most people beginning, it will be like 30 pounds in 4 to 5 months. The big problem with fitness is that there are so many different opinions. Many of them are wrong and will waste your time, including trainers. What I loved about Ellis's program was that it cut all the hype and came up with very in-depth information. It works. You know what? You know who's in the chat right now? Jack says, yes, you are a piece of meat, a very soggy piece of meat. How dare you, Jack Napier? Anyway, Jack has an accountability program. If you guys want to work on your fitness levels and stuff like that, he'll also work on your basics, your basic form and fitness and stuff like that. I don't know if he has any spots left, but he does offer that. Shout out to you, Jack. You son of a bitch. Says, however, the risk with bodybuilding is that it can turn into a highly narcissist womb. I often think the mirrors in the gyms are not so much to perfect the form, but to perfect the ego. The risk is that you will try to become perfect, and we all know that perfect is boring, which is the next chapter, which is the next episode, guys. Now, for a note to the skinny guys who are successful with women. Oh, yes. Go ahead and drop your link. Go ahead and drop your link. Go ahead, Jack. Man, I'm plugging the shit out of Jack today. Guys, take his accountability program and then listen to the Book of Puck with me. The link for his audio book is in the description for that as well. I think you also give people the book for free if they join your membership, don't you, Jack? Is that right? Let people know in the chat if that's still the case. Now, for a note to the skinny guys who are successful with women. They will, no doubt, post replies to challenge the relevancy of this post. Know that the central thrust of the post is not a bettering of image. It is an increase of testosterone. If you are naturally skinny and you are at a higher muscle mass, your body will continually be in a high state of testosterone building and rebuilding muscle mass just to stay the same. High rates of testosterone affect not only your actions, I believe women can sniff it out. So take a guy stuffed with testosterone and push him into a room full of lovely young ladies. He doesn't speak a word. He won't have to. The women will go to him automatically. Such is the power of testosterone. Such is the power of sexuality. So this whole chapter, you're thinking it's all about bodybuilding and putting on muscle mass, and really it's about boosting your testosterone. Look at that. It's like magic, guys. You know, to give another plug to a guy in the space, I don't know what he thinks about. He probably doesn't think about me at all, but he probably, I don't think he probably doesn't like me, or he won't work with me because I've worked with other guys that he doesn't like anymore. But Rich Cooper has a book, which I've talked about periodically on the show, called The Unplugged Alpha, which I've read twice. It's a very good book. And he has a whole chapter on your endocrine system and how important your endocrine system is. And that's where testosterone comes in. And if you guys didn't know, testosterone has been dropping in men for the last 30 or 40 years. Like, your grandpa at your age had like three times as much testosterone that you do. And a lot of it's our environment. It's a lot of it's the foods we eat. A lot of it's the chemicals they put in the water. There's all sorts of shit that causes this, right? And you can hear it. You can hear it in guys' voices. You can hear guys with low T because their voice is very high pitch, it's very feminine. And you're like, oh geez, that guy has low T, man. That guy has low T. So besides working out, right? Besides working out and lifting weights and lifting heavy and eating protein and all that cool stuff and taking the supplements that help boost your testosterone, I would like to invite you guys to go and get your blood checked. Now, there's a website called directlab.com or directlabs.com, one of the two. You can look it up. You could go there and for like $70, you can order a blood test. And what they'll do is if there's a Quest Diagnostic Center in your area, and typically those are at like, you know, Safeway or like a grocery store. If there's a Quest Diagnostics in your area, what they'll do is they'll send an order to those guys to draw blood and send it off to a lab, right? And it costs $70. And then after, like, it's pretty fast. It's like 24 hours, maybe even 48 hours, you'll have your testosterone levels checked, right? And what they say is the normal range is something like 400 to 800. I don't know what the units are, but 400 to 800 is like considered normal, right? But a lot of guys will find, especially if you're in your mid to late 30s, early 40s, a lot of guys will find that they're at the low end of that. They're like closer to 400, or they're even below 400, right? And that's bad. That's like, I know like 400 is considered normal range, but what the government did was they noticed that testosterone levels were dropping. Instead of trying to figure out what the root causes, they just lowered what the normal range was, right? And when I so I'm on TRT, and I have been for, I want to say, almost a year now, and man, it's, maybe even over a year now, but it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Like I can't imagine not being on it at this point, because when I got tested, I was below the normal range, because I did this to get ready for Tough Mudder. This was, so I guess it was like 2 years ago. To get ready for Tough Mudder, I went on a carnivore diet, and that just the severe mineral deficiency caused my T levels to plummet. Right. And so when I went and got checked, I went with a company called Mail Excel. They're an online company. You can check those guys out too. I'm not getting paid by them, but when I got my blood test, it was below the normal range. And so I got on TRT, and now it's like, the last time I had mine checked, I was at like, I was like 1300 or something crazy, but that was also like right after I just taken a dose. So, That's what happens if you just take a dose and then go get your blood tested, like within an hour, like your testosterone is going to be fucking off the charts. But it's different. It's changed my cognitive abilities. It's given me more energy. It just, there's all sorts of things that it you get a lot of benefits out of. Again, I highly recommend reading Unplugged Alpha, because he talks about that. I think Thor talks about it in A Dominant Masculine Presence as well. And if you guys need expert advice on testosterone and hormone therapy and stuff like that, do reach out to Thor. Thor is, I would say, the expert in the space on that. He's a good guy, very, very knowledgeable on that. He also has a consulting, you know, program for that as well. But it's important. Get your blood checked, right? Get your blood checked. If you are in the normal range, but you're low, right? Let's say you're in your high 30s, or I'm sorry, your high 30s as in your age, right? Your late 30s as in your age, and you're closer to 400. The company I go through, they told me, they're like, yeah, 400 is normal for like an 80-year-old man. So if you're in your 30s and you're close to 400, that's a problem. You're going to want to do something about that, right? Try taking some supplements. There's stuff like ashwagandha and whatever that's supposed to boost testosterone naturally. Vitamin D3, if you take vitamin D3, that's supposed to boost your testosterone naturally. But if you're below the normal range, man, like you might as well just get on TRT. Just get on TRT. It's worth it. It's worth it, in my opinion. But yeah, there we go. There we go. Oh, Puck, Jack says Puck is free for members on YouTube. Yeah, so you guys can also get his audiobook for free if you join. Well, if you join his membership. Let's see here. Tree Sarah says the normal range doesn't mean anything. It's also based on free testosterone and also how your mitochondrial system is among how your vitamins and cholesterol is. HIIT and DC training is worth it. Yeah. So yeah. So this whole thing is about boosting your testosterone. It's not necessarily about muscle mass, but the funny thing is when you boost your testosterone, it's much easier to put on muscle mass. That's funny how that works. It's funny how that works. All right, guys, that's pretty much all I have for this episode. Do tune into the podcast on Friday. I'll be going through 10 signs that your girl might be cheating. It seems that you guys like the drama episodes. You guys don't want to be happy. You just want to be mad at women. So let's. I figure, fuck it. Let's talk about some drama shit. Let's see if that boosts some numbers. Last episode I did, which is your woman doesn't respect you, like did great numbers. So I'm like, okay, guys just want to be abused. They don't want to be happy. All right. Tune into that on Friday. Otherwise, guys, do like, subscribe, hit those notifications. I do have episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Thanks for everybody that sounded off in the live chat. Appreciate you. Thanks for the super chats, guys. That supports the show probably more than anything else. Follow me on social media. The links are in the description. Get on the email list, guys. Remember, I have these new girl, you know, I'm a bad boy stickers available. And if you don't want the stickers, just put don't want stickers in the address field. And I won't send them to you. I won't waste the stamp. But you do get 20 dating app openers and you get a free chapter of my book, Everything I Wish I Knew When I Was 18, which is available on Audible and in paperback and Kindle edition if you guys want all that. And guys, do check out the dating course. If you go to dates.comeonmanpod.com and use code MAY50 at checkout, you can take the course for the entire month of May for 50% off. Okay, so dates.comeonmanpod.com, use code MAY50 at checkout and save 50%. And you guys will be ready for Hot Girl Summer, which starts next month. Okay. And then guys, join the beer club, beer.comeonmanpod.com. It's a good group of dudes. Swap notes. It's only 10 bucks a month. Good outlet for men. Other than that, what's this? What? Seriously, we are going that route, Jack. We are going to talk about the women cheating. Okay. That's what we're doing. We're just de-evolving. We're not bettering our, just kidding. It's going to be a fun episode, Jack. You should tune into that. You should tune into that, Jack. See what I did there. All right, guys, that's all I have. We will see you guys on Friday.
This has been the Come On Man podcast. Now go out and get it.